everyone. Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, at TCO Studios at Winter Park. It was a weekend off for your Vikings, but not for my inbox. Lots of really good questions after the Vikings' loss to the Cowboys. So let's get to work as the Vikings prepare for the Jaguars. The first question comes from Mitch. Danielle Hunter is having a productive year. Is he the fastest to 15 sacks and on pace to becoming the all-time sack leader? I don't know if he's the fastest in NFL history to 15 sacks or on pace to be the all-time sacks leader. Those are some high aspirations. But Danielle Hunter is on a roll to start his season. 26 games played and he already has 15 and a half sacks. No member of the 2015 draft class has more sacks than Danielle Hunter. Second is Vic Beasley from the Atlanta Falcons. And only four Vikings have had more sacks than Danielle Hunter in the first two seasons of a Vikings career. So great start for Danielle Hunter. Can't wait to watch him finish strong in 2016. Josiah has the next question. Could this loss against the Cowboys be like the one against the Cardinals last season? Could we see that same Vikings team that came off that loss last year? Well, there are some similarities, if you remember. With three games to go, the Vikings were coming off a loss to the Cardinals, then one of the best teams in the NFL, and they won those final three games, got into the playoffs. If the Vikings can go on a similar run following a loss to one of the best teams in the NFC, they're going to be in very good playoff positioning. Wouldn't be surprised if it happens. One way or the other, though, you're going to see a good fight from the Vikings over the final stretch. Matt in Hampton, Virginia, has the next comment. I hope the Vikings can figure out a way to stop more or slow down more these running quarterbacks. Good point here by Matt. Matthew Stafford and Dak Prescott all hurting the Vikings defense with some runs in critical moments. The Vikings defense has basically done everything right this year, but if you could nitpick, it might be some of those quarterback runs. I think that'll stop over the final month. Tom has the next question. I want to know why the offense continues to struggle inside the red zone. The play calling seems to be bad down there. I don't think it's the play calling, Matt. I think it's the play execution, specifically negative plays. Whether it's negative runs or sacks or penalties. The penalties can really be the killer. The Vikings were hurt by a penalty inside the red zone against Dallas, and they had one on the two-point conversion. Eliminate those negative plays, and your red zone scoring percentage will go up. Our next question comes from Alex. We need Detroit to start losing and the Giants and Redskins, right? Are there any other teams that could come into play for us to get in? Yeah, two more. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right now they're ahead of the Vikings in the wild card standings. They're also tied with Atlanta for the NFC South lead. And then the Green Bay Packers. The Vikings have to take care of them on Christmas Eve. The last one comes from Taylor. If the Vikings win out, can we make the playoffs? Yes, it doesn't guarantee a playoff spot, but getting to 10-6 will put the Vikings in great shape. Hopefully it happens. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Jaguars hosting the Vikings on Sunday. Make sure you catch that. Before then, tons of great content coming up, including a Skol Stories conversation with former Viking John Randall, always a fan favorite among Minnesota Vikings fans. We chat with him. That'll be on Tuesday, so look for that on Vikings.com and the Vikings app. Also, look for another edition of Pick 6, and you could be part of it if you send a question or comment into the email address at the bottom of the screen. See you next week.